Miskatonic University Campus Crier.
Hello, this is Keeper Chad with a special Campus Crier update instead of a full episode because of reasons. We'll be back next time with a full show. For now, have a seat, sit back, break open a snack, some cheese perhaps. Put on your cozy podcast clothes. I sure have. Join me. We're going to catch up on some Mythos news. The Delta Green Shotgun Scenario Contest has been announced. This year, once again, the requested length is 1,500 words. The last day for submissions is Saturday, December 9th, 2017. That's this year, guys. You can submit as many shotgun scenarios as you wish, by the way. You can also write longer than 1,500 words. I'm not sure why they even put this in here, but if you go over the amount, when the community votes, each vote will only count for half a vote, so it's not really worth it. Learn how to write to spec, guys. Speaking of writing contests, Chaosium has put the word out on its Cult of Chaos mailing list that they're seeking scenarios for the 2018 Cult of Chaos Convention Scenario Competition. They want, and I quote, engaging and dramatic convention scenarios dreamt up by the mind of the Cult of Chaos. This is your opportunity to share your experience and writing skills and get your scenario played around the world as official Chaosium convention games. They're looking for scenarios that can be run in a time slot of about 3.5 to 4 hours, playable by up to 6 players. They ideally still want the classic era of 1920s, the 1930s, or modern day. Other time periods are welcome as well. Pre-generated investigators should be included with the scenario, and lengthwise, each scenario should plan on approximately 8,000 to 12,000 words max. The deadline for submitting pitches is December 1st, 2017. Guys, that's this year. From Modiphius, a new Octone Cthulhu supplement is out, Code of Honor 0.1942. So this takes us to Istanbul in 1942, at a time when the City of Seven Hills is neutral, packed with spies, Nazis, Soviets, Brits, Yanks, and the Japanese, and a host of other nations are all waging a deadly war of wits against a backdrop of cocktail bars and polite smiles. So while Turkey desperately tries to stay out of the war, the Führer's armies mass less than 100 miles away. Also from Modiphius, from their entertainment department, which I didn't even know about, they're presenting a free short teaser from its forthcoming Octone Cthulhu audio adventure series. The full 30-minute pilot is due to be released, quote, shortly, followed by a 10-part series of World War II audio adventure. Huh. The Delta Green Handler's Guide is now out on PDF on DriveThruRPG. That's the massive full-color volume with resources for Delta Green Game Masters. It gives details on the Delta Green organization itself, guidelines for creating scenarios, running campaigns, and a ready-to-play scenario called The Sentinels of Twilight, a handler-facing glossary, index, recommended media, sample NPCs to use, and more. Also out for Delta Green, 3 new standalone scenarios have been released since the last Crier. One is called Kaligati, in which the agents are soldiers, intelligence officers, federal agents, or civilian contractors among the U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Also, Music from a Darkened Room centers around a location called 1206 Spooner Avenue, and is a place that has just gone wrong. In the last 15 years, 18 people have died there, and you can feel it. Yeah, kind of a haunted house scenario. Interesting. And also available, Extremophilia, a secretive research company, has developed a miracle drug only to find that every miracle has its price, and Delta Green agents may be the ones to pay it. Takes place in Helena, Montana, where people are going insane and dying of a bizarre fungal infection. That's in the fiction. That's not in the real world. That's just, well, it might be in the real world, but I can't verify that. That's just the scenario. And now out for Pelgrane Press's one-on-one gumshoe game, Cthulhu Confidential, High Voltage Kill, billed as a spine-tingling L.A. mythos noir from the case files of Dex Raymond. That's the one-to-one, I'm going to call it a play set, that uses Dex Raymond as the protagonist. Kind of a hard-boiled detective. Also available now from Fantasy Flight Games, Streets of Arkham, an expansion for the Mansions of Madness 2nd Edition that has come out. Promotion copy tells us that you're likely to find odd circumstances at many areas, including the Miskatonic University, the hidden gang-run speakeasies, and the curious storefronts that populate the once-quiet neighborhoods. Dave Sokolowski's Sunspots is now available from Weird 8, his company. Available in PDF on DriveThruRPG. It funded last year via Kickstarter at $16,000, just under $16,000, with 533 backers. That scenario was written nearly 10 years ago under the guidance of Cthulhu maestro Keith Doc Herber, and it was meant for an Old Ones-themed Call of Cthulhu supplement Herber was planning to publish with Miskatonic River Press. YSDC has announced its secret Shoggoth gift exchange, and you do not have much time to jump in on this. If you are a YSDC member, get on the site and find out how to participate via the link in the show notes, and do it by this Friday, November 17th. Backers of Golden Goblin Press's Cold Warning Kickstarter have received their print copies now. For those who backed at the print level, the stretch goals for that campaign are in the works, with Riot at Red Plank in the editing stages, and Riding the Northbound, the hobo adventure that I have run myself, is now undergoing rewrites and expansion. Sentinel Hill Press is editing Text of the Dare, the one-shot scenario in which you play little kids, which got 667 backers and garnered over $10,000. Editing is underway in part based on feedback from backers who got to look at a preview. Ian McLean is now busy with artwork, including a final version of the cover, which backers have seen. According to Kickstarter updates, more information about the delivery schedule will be announced soon. Extra Life brought in a tidy sum of $2,300 in donations for the Children's Miracle Network at Carnage Con in the first week of November in Killington, Vermont. There was a raffle and a high-rotation gaming session and a Star Wars LARP all in the same weekend. And coming up this next weekend, that's starting on November 17th, is a 24-hour event. Starts at 6 p.m. Call of Cthulhu Down Darker Trails will be run at midnight by Sean. Chaosium sponsoring Team NEG for the Gameathon. They'll be streaming live on Twitch, just like previous years, from 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on November 17th, right around the clock, until 6 o'clock on Saturday. They'll be giving away 3 PDFs from Chaosium. Every donation of a dollar or more enters you to win one of these prizes. In addition, they'll have prizes from the HPLHS, that's the H.P. Lovecraft Historical Society, and Squamous Studios, friend of the podcast and creator of one of the best Mythos card games of all time, Feed the Shoggoth. I own a copy and little tiny Shoggoths to go with it. Frog God Games, Gallant Knight Games, Pacesetter Games, and Kobold Press will also be contributing prizes. In addition to winning fabulous prizes and helping out the Children's Miracle Network hospitals, with each donation you can change the game. You can add monsters, you can spring a trap, you can locate a secret door. Oh, it never really occurred to me that you could donate to help the players. Oh, look at that. You could provide some sanity restoration. That's something I'll never do. Here's a healing potion for the dragon. That's not nice. It's fun to be charitable and mean at the same time. A link to donate will be in the show notes. And rumor has it that a book of scenarios by the name of Peterson's Abominations, Five Epic Tales of Modern Horror for Call of Cthulhu, is now heading to layout. This is the aforementioned book of Sandy's work that Mike Mason helped to shape and edit. Features The Derelict from last year's Free RPG Day with new layout and artwork, and four never-published-before scenarios as well. Slated for release in the first quarter of next year. Guys, that's next year. Also in the crier here, we have a new Kickstarter from Sandy Peterson Games called The Evil High Priest, Awaken Your Monstrous Master. This is designed by Lincoln Peterson, son of Sandy. the players. This is a board game. It looks like it has cards and chits and little dashboard kinds of things and some dice. You're an can't tell what the mechanic is like, but you're an ambitious priest with a sinister cult, but your great old one lies dormant, locked under the awful power of the dread elder signs. Oh, so he depends on you to free him from this half existence, and so you have to break your insane henchmen out of asylums where they're locked up, gather spell books and resources, summon fiendish monsters, conduct dark rituals, and, you know, a bunch of other stuff. It sounds pretty cool. Check out the video. It is a little bit funny. The new Reanimator movie has gotten an official title. That title, just hang on a second, I'll tell you, it is called, wait for it, Herbert West Reanimator. So the film that has zero connection with the Jeffrey Combs joint of yesteryear is being produced by Isle Empire Films and is meant to be a more faithful retelling of Lovecraft's short story of the same name, Herbert West Reanimator. There's an article from Dredge Central to check out in the show notes. Okay, and so the video game Call of Cthulhu Dark Corners of the Earth has gotten new life on GOG.com. I don't know if people actually say that. GOG.com. The game was well received by critics, but had only meek commercial success when it was released, and subsequent sequels planned by Headfirst were canned. So the game is already available on Steam, but there have been some compatibility issues, so GOG.com or GOG.com went through and fixed the code up to allow for contemporary PCs to run it properly. That comes via bloodydisgusting.com. And oh my goodness, I hope I haven't missed anything. I did my best to throw this together. Hope that I haven't, there aren't any conspicuous omissions. That's all for the crier from me. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time. Fungluey mungluin off, wagging a glaff a taggin.
The Call of Cthulhu role-playing game is property of Chaosium, Inc. The written works of H.P. Lovecraft are held in the United States public domain. All other works mentioned in this podcast are the property of their respective owners. Original content of this show is copyright of the Miskatonic University Podcast under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike license.